AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. As Chicago deals with the disturbing images from a police video showing the shooting death of a black teenager, activists are calling for protests to shut down Black Friday shopping in the city. Meantime, Alderman Howard Brookings says he wants the head of the police department to resign.
We have called for the resignation or the termination of the superintendent of police, McCarthy, and on the next city council. I personally will introduce a resolution calling for a vote of no confidence.
Leaders of community groups met Wednesday night to talk over their response to the shooting of Laquan McDonald. White police officer Jason Van Dyke has been charged with first-degree murder in his death a year ago. With millions of Americans traveling over the Thanksgiving holiday, President Obama is trying to reassure them about the threat of terrorism.
Right now, we know of no specific and credible intelligence indicating a plot on the homeland.
Following a meeting with his national security team, Obama also said the country is equipped to prevent attacks. The president has signed a new defense bill that, even though it restricts his ability to close the prison at Guantanamo Bay.
In a statement accompanying his signing, the president said the renewed ban on funds for shifting inmates to prisons in the U.S. is unwarranted and counterproductive. Still with veto-proof votes in both houses, Obama had little choice but to go along. However, signaling a future clash with lawmakers, he maintains some of this violates the Constitution's separation of powers.
That's the AP's Mark Smith. As the long holiday weekend begins, thousands of people in Washington state are still without electricity because of a powerful windstorm a week ago. The AP's Dick Geranius.
Some of the traditional soup kitchens and such are expecting to have more customers than they would normally have for a Thanksgiving dinner, and they're gearing up for that.
The power outages may continue for several more days past Thanksgiving. This is AP Radio News. Amid a growing political controversy, states are being reminded of the law on accepting refugees.
The Obama administration has sent a letter to state officials around the nation reminding them that states do not have legal authority to refuse accepting Syrian refugees. The letter sent by the Office of Refugee Resettlement says states may not deny benefits and services to refugees based on their country of origin or religious affiliation. And the letter adds states that fail to comply would be breaking the law and could be subject to enforcement action. The U.S. has taken in roughly 2,200 Syrian refugees over the last 4 years, and President Obama wants to bring in an additional 10,000 during the current budget year. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Three of Casey Kasem's children have sued his widow, claiming her actions led to the radio personality's death last year. Gene Kasem is accused of elder abuse and inflicting emotional distress on Kasem's children by restricting access to their father before his death. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.